Yes, I am Mike Renwan, Northwest Facing Magazine.
Hello.
And how have you prepared for this ballot?
Oh, how have I prepared? Just the same as always. Just go to practice each day.
Mm-hmm.
Never too sophisticated. Just show up for practice every day consistently. That in and of itself can be difficult. One, just for mental discipline. Two, physically, to avoid injuries, which I've been really fortunate with my whole life. It's not having any injuries. And then, you know, three, just making sure that nothing conflicts with that time of the day. But outside of just showing up to practice, if I can just get there and do everything that's asked of me by my coach, Robert Follis, then I'm usually pretty prepared for a competition.
What do you know about your opponent, and how do you see the fight going?
I know that he's from Russia, and I know Russians are very tough. I've competed against them a lot through wrestling. I've never beat a Russian before in a competition. I take that back. I beat a Russian in a fight one time. They did a USA versus Russia. But in a wrestling, I've only gotten whipped by the Russians. So I know as a culture they're very tough. And I don't know how it's going to go tomorrow night. But either way, I got to fight as hard as I can fight for as long as we're in there. And I can live with the result either way.
And how is it working with Bodog?
God, this is neat. Bodog, this is really neat. It's just a neat opportunity. And then, you know, their business plan, on a more of an intellectual level, their business plan is very exciting. You know, a lot of shows business plan, you always wonder as a fighter, you go, God, this is going to be great. We got another show. Take a look at their business model. You go, this is going to fail. And sure enough, they have one show and they're done. Bodog is a totally different deal. They're not in this, you know, to try to create revenue through fighting. They're doing it as a marketing plan for their other ventures. So, as we understand it, it's kind of a no loss for Bodog, which is exciting for everybody. As, you know, as long as there's another player out there, it's great. And you know, Bodog doesn't skip any expense. Even this room we're in right now doing this interview is very high dollar and classy. You know, this is really neat. So I come from the country out in Oregon, so this is really neat for me. I got a room that overlooks the water, and out here I got helicopters flying over. So yeah, as far as Bodog goes, this is just it's really something else.
Well, certainly, you know, I know you do the FCFF shows, and is that strictly your deal, or are you partnering with anyone?
Yeah, I have a partner, Kevin Keeney, who's mm-hmm. the ring announcer, and then I'm partners with my mother as well. She happens to be part. I was in it with my father, and he passed away, so my mother's a silent partner.
Right.
In fact, she's right outside the door. But just Kevin and I pretty much run that ourselves. He's the announcer, the man in the hat. Does a really good job. In fact, we have a show the day I get back from this, so we got to go straight from here to Russia.
Mm-hmm.
The day I get back, we have a show, and it's just about sold out. And Kevin's taking care of everything single-handedly. So I definitely have a partner, and couldn't do it without him.
And that's been ongoing at the Roseland for quite a long time.
Yeah.
Do you see it continuing there, or do you like to move it to a bigger venue? Or?
Well, I don't have those kind of aspirations for it. I have a goal to keep it right there at the Roseland and keep the demand up. The competition is just so pure right now. You know, we don't have any. It's amateur. But it's a very high-class amateur. You know, the Olympics are amateur too, but the politics, as soon as you put money in things, you know, I'm sitting here as a guy that fights professionally, but I can also tell you from doing that, it creates different interests. And it's just so pure there, and there's such good tradition at the Roseland Theater. But I don't have any goals of changing it. You know, we don't run that show to try to make money. With that said, if there wasn't money there, we wouldn't be able to do the show. But the competition's pure, and the history's right there in that building, and I'd certainly like to just see it stay right there. Yeah.
And how have you seen, you know, you have such a pool of talent, and you have people coming in now, you know, into the Portland area, into, you know, Oregon, Washington, just because of the quality and caliber of the teachers. How do you see the scene expanding right now, and where do you see it going from here?
Well, yeah, I mean, you bring up a really good point. That it's definitely, you know, exploding is the word people keep using, and I think it's a pretty fair term. You know, just speaking of our own gym, remember when Robert Follis decided he was going to quit being a bartender and open up this gym? He had this big fancy idea, and he just thought, God, if I could ever have 300 members, you know, I'm set. He's, without doing anything different, he's approaching 500 members. So, you know, it's really quite exciting what's happening with the sport. I think it's going to continue to grow. There's a lot of people to thank for that, even the people that are no longer with us, people that started a lot of shows, you know, that went under, but built a little momentum, and they went under, which is unfortunate, and someone else came along. So, you know, especially the UFC. They really put this on the map, got to deal with Spike, and that's what made this explode.
Right.
And, you know, something neat about Bodog that's kind of original is Bodog recognizes what I just said. Everyone else that comes in, the very first thing they want to do is put down the UFC. Well, we hate how they do this, we hate how they do that. Well, you hate them or not, they set the table, and we're able to eat at that because of what they did. And that's just the end of the story. And Bodog never badmouths the competition and never says that they want to put the competition under. They just want to go and compete alongside of them. It's just pretty neat. And I'm more talking about the business, you know, so I do a lot of business too, so it's kind of fun to sit back and listen and watch some of these real high-up successful professionals in the way that they think. They don't think about putting people under. They think about working along with. And so I've learned a lot from these guys, aside from just being fortunate to be part of this.
Right.
Pretty excited.
And who do you know who you're going against in Russia? Or?
Yeah, in Russia, I'm just going out there to train and do some filming.
Mm-hmm.
But I have two guys that are fighting from Team Quest. Jeremiah's going to fight Cain Vasquez from the AKA. Pretty tough fight, heavyweight fight. And then we've got a guy named Jake. And he is who is he fighting?
What, last name?
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, he doesn't. Neither both of them. I'm drawing blanks. Jeremiah just joined our team, came from Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've ever known Jeremiah's last name. I know Jake's, it's like Eleanor or Ellis something or other, E something, ELL. Very tough guy, very nice guy. He just came from Nebraska. He's fighting Derek Noble. He's fighting Derek Noble, who's a name fighter.
Right.
And it's interesting, you know, get two Americans, they got to go all the way to St. Petersburg to fight.
Right.
You'd think they'd be fighting a Russian. But,
right.
But again, that comes back to Bodog's not after selling tickets. They've got a different agenda,
mm-hmm.
Which creates opportunity for us. So it's pretty neat.
Well, hey, thanks for your time.
Yeah,
and I'll let you guys go and eat. What are you weighing at?
186.
Yeah. Hey, can I get a picture?
Yeah.